audience. It is Saturday, February 25th, 2017. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, and I'm broadcasting from the very chilly Chicago suburbs. We had a warm spell for a while, and we just all got to thinking it was springtime, and well, lo and behold, here it is snowing a little bit. Anyway, thanks for joining me today on RBN, and of course, their website is republicbroadcasting.org. You may view the guest lineup for this program at spingola.com. Just click on the radio schedule button and select the appropriate year, month, and day. Please also visit screeningsandyhook.net for articles regarding Sandy Hook, psych, drugs, and related topics. I haven't published much there lately because I'm writing another book, but stay tuned. There will be some more things shortly. Consider subscribing to SpingolaSpeaks.net, where one may listen to the audio files of my programs, and of course you may also listen to them at the RBN archives. And the other option is Woolley's blog, and that's woolleysblog.blogspot.com. If you appreciate the RBN programming, please consider donating to the network. You may do that in one of three ways. You may call 800-724-2719 or visit republicbroadcasting.org and click donate, or just simply send donations to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Email questions or comments to comment@spingola.email. It's not .com anymore. It's comment@spingola.email. You may join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by visiting spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the third hour at 800-313-9443. We have three guests today. Thomas Goodrich, who is the author of numerous books, including Hailstorm, The Death of Nazi Germany, 1944 through 1947. This came out in 2010. His website is thomasgoodrich.com, and I also invite you to watch the video which represents the book, hailstormdocumentary.com. Our other two guests are Taylor McLean, who will be with us the first hour, and Sarah Dunbar, who will be with us the second hour. Okay, Thomas, welcome to the program.
Well, hi, Deanna.
Hi.
Thanks for having me back.
Oh, it's always wonderful talking with you, whether we're talking, you know, privately or on the radio. It's just always wonderful to talk with you.
Well, you're a friend now. It's not host and hostie or hoster, hostie, whatever. It's friend and friend right now. So
exactly. Yes, I do consider you a good friend. We have so much commonality. It's just every time I talk to you, I just think, gosh, what a great guy.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you. I need that today.
Oh, we all need it from time to time. Anyway, it's wonderful to have you. And I was looking at your other book that touched my heart so deeply, and that's Toledo Blade. Mm-hmm. And that's the true story of the abduction, rape, and murder of a cop's daughter. And it really just touched my heart. And the way that you cover it, I guess that's what I appreciate so much about you, is that you write with your heart. And it's factual, but there's so much emotion in what you do. And that's, I think it's kind of atypical for somebody to put that much emotion into their work, but you do, and it's so evident.
Well, thank you. You know, to be honest, I've been writing for 30 some years, and no one's ever said that before to me. And I want to embrace it. I want to believe it's true, and apparently it is true as far as you go, but all you know, the reason the books are the way they are, I think, is because I've never been chasing money. I need money almost all the time, but I've never been writing for money. When I pick a subject, it becomes more than just a a dollar machine, or if you know what I mean. It's more than something to make money by. I want to tell it as well and honestly and openly and accurately and with as much truth and compassion as I possibly can. And that's why I cannot just spin out books. It may seem like I write a lot of books, but I've been at this for 30-some years, and I've only got, a dozen books, so I've been pretty slow as writers go. And you can't make a really good living unless you really spin them out. But I think you're going to lose. So, well, for instance, your book, the book you're talking about now, Toledo Blade, how can you just whirl through a subject like this in 4, 5, 6 months? How can you possibly, how can you possibly just spin out? And I'm saying this because I know one writer who did this very same subject. But no, these are real people I'm interviewing about a real victim, a real person they loved, a person that was an asset to life, not a, not somebody who's just a freeloader or a parasite on society. Here's somebody, a brilliant young woman who loved motherhood, who loved being married and having a home. That was her, that's what she wanted most in life. Unlike most kids her age at 18 when she got married and 19 when she had her first child and 20 when she had her second child. She loved what she did. That is a housewife. And yet, she was very intelligent. She had her own mind, so to speak. She was a sweetheart, though. When she would see a deer come out in front of her window, she'd just have to stop what she was doing and just watch the deer. She loved the simple moments in life. And a cop's daughter, minding her own business, who'd ever hurt anything in this world, is one day taken out by this
piece of garbage,
and raped some more for about 3 hours, and driven around. Finally, he put a bullet in her eye and killed her, and that was that. Buried her like yesterday's garbage, like yesterday's trash. Yes. And that will take quite a bit out of you when you study it in and out and think about it. And not the least, let me say this, not just the victims' families, but the piece of garbage who did this, his family were just as shocked as anybody.
Oh, yes.
And his girlfriend. I did an interview with her, and there was a lot of interviews with her. She didn't have a clue. She said, "Where does this come from? What did I do to deserve this?" In other words, they're totally bumfuzzled.
Sure.
But back to the victim herself, the world, not just the family or the state, the world lost a beautiful person, someone who could have given so much more. And even while she was here in those 21 years, she gave a lot then, even then. But I cannot even think about this story anymore. And Deanna, it's something like this too, and I'll get off the subject, but you read the book, but you don't see the parents' faces as I'm talking to them, as the dad who loved her more than anything on earth, as he's coaching Little League, teaching these kids how to bat and things like that, and watching his face, and you just about start breaking down, because there's some quality about his face, the father's face, that is, of someone who has died and been brought back to life, but not quite.
And you captured that emotion in the book. You've also captured that same emotion in Hellstorm.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
and I mean, it's, you write about horrific things, and you allow the reader to feel the pain that the people in the book are experiencing. And that's a rare quality in a writer, and you have it.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate that.
I really appreciate what you've told me, because sometimes I have my own doubts about...
No, you should never doubt yourself.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that, Deanna, and I'm not surprised coming from you. You are a very sensitive person, too. You have a terrific... You have a soul and a heart, and you say, well, a lot of people have that. Well, not enough. Not enough. I have a soul and a heart, and you have large doses of peace, by the way. So I love you.
I love you, too. Well, with that, and I'm serious, with that, let's introduce Taylor McLean. Is Taylor with us? Yes, no? Nope, Taylor, okay. Taylor, we have two other guests. Taylor McLean will be here with us on the first hour, and Sarah Dunbar will be with us the second hour. But getting back to Hellstorm, I think people should read the book, and then I think that they should watch the documentary that was derived from the book, which one may do at hellstormdocumentary.com, and be prepared to shed a lot of tears because it's just heart-wrenching what has happened and what happened to Germany. And it didn't just happen to the leaders of Germany. It happened to every soul who lived in Germany. And it was the name of the book, Hellstorm. That's what it was. It was a storm from hell. And what the Allies did there is unconscionable. It's only a demon would do such a thing. Only demons.
It's bad enough for something like this to happen to anyone, much less an entire nation of people, but for it to be hidden for 70 years, for really nothing to be said about it, for 70 years to have gone through this, it's as if, well, there's two crimes involved here. There's the crime of, the initial crime of killing, raping, torturing, enslaving, starving, torturing again and again, raping again and again. And then there's the total cover-up of this. I can't imagine that. Let's put it this way. If the victim of Toledo Blade, her parents at least saw the perpetrator brought to trial, convicted, sent to death row, and they'll be around probably when he's finally murdered legally.
Right.
The people, the victims of Hellstorm, there's nobody to protect them. There is absolutely no one to even write about the crimes committed against these people.
Exactly.
It's as if they didn't exist. It's as if they did not exist. The crimes were committed against them. They went through fiendish, terrible torture, and enslavement, and prison. But I can't imagine. No wonder people complained about the Germans. Why aren't they standing up right now with this flood of this illegal invasion of dark people from Africa and from the Middle East? Why aren't they standing up? Where's the men at? I think they're all dead, personally, spiritually.
Well, they all immigrated from Germany to Canada, and that was a deliberate way of getting them out of the country, is to offer them loans and land and all kinds of things. And we do have Taylor on now, so let's go ahead and introduce Taylor McLean. Taylor, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for joining us. And tell us.
I was just listening to Tom talk about his book Hellstorm, Tom also is the author of several other really fine historical works, and one of which I just looked at recently was about Reconstruction in the South, and it's called The Day Dixie Died, and pretty provocative title, but it's pretty apt too, because Reconstruction in the South, which lasted approximately 11 years, was like not equivalent to Hellstorm in Germany, but it was certainly one of the most traumatic things that's ever happened in this country, and in fact eclipses all the liberal talk about what white men did to the Indians, and really, to an extent, I think it is on the same level as what white people did to slaves. maybe even more so. I tend to doubt that the mantra that the liberals put forth all the time about how badly the slaves were treated. And as a matter of fact, I might give myself a plug in Tom's website. I posted an article on his website about the cause of the Civil War and why that cause is going to be the same cause for the second Civil War in this country. And that is the presence of blacks in this country. And there's just no doubt about it. And, you know, I listened to a lot of talk and almost got into a fight one day with a doctor who is a revanchist Southerner who thinks that we should take back our heritage and that the Civil War was because of state rights and not because of slaves. I tried to argue with him and he just wouldn't listen to me, but there's just no doubt that it was slavery, just like Abraham Lincoln said, that caused white men to cut each other's throats. And so I think that, you know, we owe a great debt to historians like Tom who are looking at the evidence in its original form. And what Tom did, just like he did with the Day-Dixie Dad, was to go back to what people actually wrote and said during that time and then put it all together in a narrative that is very readable so that you can understand it. And that's history is continually being rewritten as more and more evidence comes forward. And
sure.
Thank you, Tom.
Taylor, by the way, is a professional attorney. I think, though, if he'd had another life and professional choice, he probably would have been a historian because his heart is with history. He's a great writer already, and he mentions that he's unpublished. Well, that's not so bad after all, really, considering some of the publishing houses, but.
You know, I was talking with Tom this week, as a matter of fact. I get each week from the library a list New York Times best books, and both fiction and nonfiction. And so this week, as a matter of fact, on the top 15 bestseller list of the New York Times, the top 15 books, four of those books are about race. And it reminded me of when Eric Holder made the statement that we need to have a serious discussion about race in this country. And my question is, when are we going to stop talking about race?
Sure.
You know?
Well, yeah, the New York Times bestseller list, it isn't really because of the quantity of the books that are sold. It's really just... I wouldn't want to be on the New York Times bestseller list because that would affect my credibility as a writer. And you're never going to find Tom's books on that list or anybody else that writes about accurate history. So I don't, you know, I don't give that list too much notice. You know, except I mean, it's just very unusual some of the books that are there. Oh. And like I say, it doesn't matter about the quantity. I mean, you could sell a million books and never make it to the New York Times bestseller list, but somebody that they're trying to promote some sort of an agenda, they could sell a case of books and they'll be there. But anyway.
You know, it's like being praised in the Jewish media. I have a morbid fear of waking up some morning and finding myself being praised in the Jewish media because that means it's all over for me with my people and the alt-right.
Exactly.
So you're right. It's to
yeah,
wake up
right.
some morning.
One of the things
gentlemen, we're going to a real quick break. We'll be right back. I'm sorry to interrupt, but we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The first 2 hours, and actually Tom will be with us all 3 hours, but our guests are Thomas Goodrich, who is an author of many books, including Hellstorm, The Death of Nazi Germany, 1944 to 1947, and Taylor McLean, an attorney, but we'll overlook that. I'm just kidding.
How do we overlook that?
I know. It's really difficult, but we'll just make an effort here.
Haven't most of us been victims of lawyers?
I was going to comment that when you made the statement about the New York Times bestseller list, that you're absolutely right. Most people don't realize that. And it really wasn't known until the author of The Exorcist, William Peter Blatty, sued them. Because when he wrote The Exorcist, and it was selling gazillions of copies, and it was being praised by Stephen King and every other famous writer, he was not on the bestseller list, and he couldn't understand it, so he sued. And he lost the case because the lawyers for the New York Times conceded that this was not a list of bestsellers. It was a list,
right.
The judgment of the editorial staff of the New York Times.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, at least they admitted it. But not publicly. I don't think it was on the front page.
No.
Well, that squares very well with the Trump campaign, the election, the run-up to the election, and the fake news and the Jewish media and the bogus polls, one after another, designed with no other purpose than to basically sap our morale so that we wouldn't show up at the polling places. So that all makes great sense. No, why would the New York Times bestseller list actually be telling the truth about bestseller? It's what's most politically correct, quite honestly.
Sure.
And they can, sometimes the editorial staff can take a book, a not well-written book, and maybe a book that not many people would want to read, and they can push it by putting it on the bestseller list and with its editorial staff giving it positive reviews and make it a bestseller. And a case in point, I think, this recent book, and it's on the bestseller list, by this race baiter and so-called preacher who is, what's his name? Anyway, I'll think of it in just a second. Oh, Michael Eric Dyson. You may see him on TV from time to time. And he's horrible when he gets on TV, and all he can talk about is the oppression of the blacks by the white men. So anyway, I was reading a blurb from the book, and it's hard to believe that in America, after all we have done, white people have done for black people in this country, that a guy can write about Donald Trump in the most foul language and say and preach to the American people. And that's exactly what his book is. It's called Tears We Cannot Stop, A Sermon to White America. And he says that whether he wishes it or not, Donald Trump is the epitome not only of white innocence and white privilege, but of white power, white rage, and yes, even of white supremacy. And he says that Trump's election points to the sea change in our naked tolerance for such assaults upon people of color. And it's just, I don't know, I find it just, I find it very disturbing.
Well, I do too.
Sure.
A man, so-called the man of the good book, could actually get up there and condescendingly start preaching down to us after, 50, 60 years of welfare, entitlements, tuition, free tuition, everything we could possibly do to make their lot in life better. Trillions of dollars, trillions upon trillions upon trillions of dollars, and for what? To have these people basically rioting in the streets, threatening us, threatening race war, and people like this so-called preacher in the Jewish press, basically a bestseller book, his preaching to us on how we can change our lives, how we can change our ways to make their life better. I'm sorry, I'm through changing. Those old bad old days are over for me. And Trump just embodied this transformation in myself.
In a few years, we get this blatant call for reparations. And back in 2014, this so-called intellectual Ta-Nehisi Coates, who writes for The Atlantic, wrote a 17-page article in The Atlantic in which he said it's time for reparations for slavery. And he listed the reasons why, and among them was cruel and unusual. Well, it may have been cruel, but it certainly wasn't unusual, because unfortunately or not, slavery was practiced in every single ancient culture, the Egyptians, the Babylonians, the Greeks, the Romans, Chinese, Indians, I could go on and on. It was all of Europe. And there was a historian that did a study of it back in the time of the 5th century, and found that 90% of the world's population was in some kind of servitude. 90%.
Okay. Gentlemen, we are going to take a real quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get 2 Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877.
First 2 hours are Thomas Goodrich. He is the author of Hailstorm, The Death of Nazi Germany, 1944 through 1947, and Taylor MacLean. I think that we have to look behind the curtain and see that who is running, who is causing some of the problems. I know from talking with other guests, such as Doug Valentine, who talks about the drug running in this country. And certainly drugs are used on certain groups of people to create the problems that we see, the cultural problems that we see. I also know that the NAACP was not managed by the blacks. They didn't have a black leader until for decades. It was another group of people that was running the show. And when you look at places like Ferguson, where you had all of this rioting, George Soros is said to have paid for most of the rioting. And then you have police who are really standing down, I think, in a lot of cases. Or you have the other situation, like we have here in Chicago, where you have police shooting people in the back when they're retreating, which is against the law for an average citizen. And a policeman is not allowed to do anything that your regular citizen is not allowed to do. Now, if somebody came in and was leaving with your widescreen TV and you shot him in the back, you would be charged with murder because you're not allowed to shoot anybody unless you're threatened. And if a cop shoots somebody in the back when they have not been threatened, they are just as guilty as of murder as a private citizen would be. So I think we have to look behind the curtain and see why we have all of this tension and all of these crises. I think they are deliberate. I think they are provoked in order to create a lot of chaos and also in order to bring in enforcements. Anytime that you have a chaotic situation, whether it's in Iraq or somewhere else, then the powers that be think, oh, we've got, well, they provoke these things so that they can send in more enforcement. And this is applicable to the entire citizenry, not just to what is going on. And so the more crises we have, the more enforcement and control over everyone's lives. And it is deliberate, I believe.
You know, when you hold in your hands the lines of communication, it's so much easier to take an event and twist it any which way you want it. I also believe that some of the things that have happened recently within the last few years are created. They're the false flag type of thing that basically to get something the other side wants. That is the Jewish power grid around the world, but especially in this country. I do also believe, however, that SHIT happens. I believe that there's a certain let me put it another way. I believe that when something happens naturally, I believe, again, when you own the lines of communication, it's easy to take that event and turn it to your advantage. Now, certain things, no, I'm pretty well convinced that 9/11 was an inside job all the way, with collusion with our government, the Israeli government, and Saudi Arabia, of course. I don't think there's any doubt. There's just too many. Let's put it this way. Even if there was no collusion at all, even if it just happened the way the narrative says it happened, the same culprits seized that event and twisted it very quickly right around to their advantage, with George W. Bush playing the brain-dead, cross-eyed front man, in this case, to start war with Iraq and Afghanistan.
Or to resume his father's war.
Yes. By the way, I hate to even bring up George Bush, Shrub, and the elder Bush, or Obama. That right now, all three seem so far in the past, thank God, that they're not even worth mentioning anymore, except in disgust. But I digress. I run down this rabbit hole. Taylor, what do you think, man? What's up? I tend to go on and on.
Well, I don't know. I tend to discount conspiracy theories, if you want to call them that, about 9/11. But I think you brought that up, and I just right now I can't let go of this New York Times list. And I want to read you something else that was said about 9/11 by this other book that's on the New York Times list, and this is by the book by Ta-Nehisi Coates, in which it's written in what they call epistolary style. It's like letters to his son, and it is just the most negative thing you've ever read. There's no hope for black people in this country because of white supremacy. And so he says in the book, and it's, I mean, I don't know how to characterize it except mean-spirited, but he says he watched 9/11 with a cold heart and didn't shed a tear for all the police and the firemen that lost their lives that day. Now, you know, I understand you can be terribly distraught about, you know, maybe seeing your friend Prince Jones or the other kid Brown get shot by a cop, and even though it was for a good reason, but you know, why would you say that about firemen who were not known for letting a home burn down if they found out the residents were black? I can't remember a single incident where that's ever happened, but maybe it'll start happening in the future if blacks start criticizing firemen the way that this so-called brilliant writer for the Atlantic keeps getting play in the New York Times. I mean, there's just no acceptance of any culpability whatsoever, any acceptance for their own behavior, none whatsoever. And this is what he writes to his son. is that it's all white people's fault. And so,
well, now, you I know, agree. Go ahead, Taylor.
I said, I'm just going to agree with you about the people manipulating behind the scenes. I do agree with that. There is no doubt about that in my mind. And I frankly am tired of it, just like Tom is and you are, of these the Bush wars and, you know, the Obama wars. And you would think that the criticism of Trump here lately, especially by these black writers, that you would think that he was, you know, raining bombs down on Middle Eastern countries. Well, it wasn't, oh, no, that, I'm sorry, that's Obama who did that, wasn't it? Yeah.
Well, yeah, the guy that won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Obama.
He won the Nobel Peace Prize, and yet he increased the amount of military personnel in the Middle East by, what, several thousand. Okay? He didn't do anything different, but to hear people think you... To hear people talk, you would think that he was all for peace, and that he was a Muslim lover, which is not true at all. He did exactly what the Israeli government wanted him to do. I don't know.
If you continue to put forth the meme about America not being founded by white people, and even said that the world's religions are part of the very fabric of the United States. And my question is, since when? Since never.
You know, we're all roughly the same carbon dating, the three of us. And we can look back. We remember very well in the 60s and 70s and 80s and how it really got a head start, this sweeping vilification and denigration of white people. Almost every movie, it was always, the narrative was good blacks, bad whites. Whites always had a hand in some sort of evil, whereas the blacks always had a hand in some sort of good. And that has been going on, this campaign, a ceaseless campaign, this anti-white hate campaign, right up until the moment our man just got elected president. We had gotten so sick and tired of it. And finally, when we finally got a candidate who agreed with us, this is too much, too much. We have done far, far more good in the world than bad. And we have given to the world. We're the culture creators. We're the culture carriers. We're the ones that keep the lights on. We're not going anywhere. And Trump, more than anything, he capitalized on that. He capitalized on this frustration. We shovel trillions of dollars into trying to elevate blacks across America, and it hasn't worked, and it will not work. We know that right now. It will not work. So something else has got to be done. Right now, the protests in the street, as far as I'm concerned, are nothing more complex than a parasite trying to stay on our neck, and we're trying to knock it off. That's what this entire episode of month-long now rioting has been all about. They want back up on that neck, and we want them off. Simple as that.
You have to ask yourself, who is organizing these protests?
The power grid across the country, as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly.
And around the world. Why is Sweden being mobbed by these subhumans from Africa and from the Middle East? Yeah, it's the power grid. It's the World War II thing all over again. It's why World War II, and the conclusion, is exactly why we're going through this right now. Because the good side lost and the bad side won. As simple as that. Now, I don't even know if I'm still on Taylor's train of thought there. I think we're flopping around here or zapping around here, Taylor. But I agree with you. Yes, this is, you know, interestingly enough, Trump's thing about draining the swamp, you know, that resonated so well with so many people. Drain the swamp. We all know what the swamp is. It's Washington, D.C., bureaucracy. It's the same old, same old. It's these nonstop wars, and then telling them that we're fighting for freedom and democracy. We know damn good and well it's for Israel. Drain the swamp, yeah, I'm all for it. But let's also drain the Jewish media. Or let's put it this way. They've already done such a poor job in this last election. They're draining themselves right now. Drain the universities where these Marxists come from. They've been brainwashing our kids for 50, 60 years right now. Let's drain that, too. Let's drain the arts. No more paintings and menstrual blood. No more crucifixes and urine. No more BS and calling it art. Let's just defund this. Drain Hollywood, too. I mean, we know what Hollywood has done. It's been one of the greatest purveyors of white guilt ever. Far even more than newspapers and magazines. Hollywood. Drain the Pentagon while we're at that, too. We've got so many corrupt Israeli firsters in there that we'll always have war unless we drain the Pentagon. Drain every damn Jewish lobby in this country, including the ADL, the SPLC, and, of course, the real shadow government, AIPAC, A-I-P-A-C, the American right. Israeli Political Action Committee. And let's just drain whatever in America is anti-white and anti-American.
The organization you just mentioned, I mean, that's a foreign agent. I mean,
well, if they aren't, they should be, because they're advocating Israel first, America second. Every one of these
They shouldn't be allowed here, because they are they represent a foreign government. They are a foreign agent, and yet they are not registered as such. But that's how they're functioning.
You know, so many people get so depressed by Trump because they can see that he's surrounding himself with some of the same Jewish advisors, these special people, including his son-in-law. I'm a little bit different on this. Trump is the proverbial loose cannon on the deck, as far as I'm concerned. He must terrify these people. They must wake up in a cold sweat at night sometime, because when he gets PO'd at something, no telling how he's going to wake up, what side of the bed he will wake up on. So I think this is all good. I think it's win-win for us, quite honestly. We'll get that wall. See how quickly or how clumsily I segue into Donald Trump. Yeah, I'm still riding that tide of euphoria, quite honestly.
Well, the thing about Donald Trump, and I did a few programs on him right after the election, and I was very concerned about the people that he was bringing into the administration, and I'm still concerned about some of those people. And yet, when you listen to the media, when you have the television on, you're listening to the media, I have not heard one single positive statement from the media about him. And that tells you, and we all know that the media is run by, it's a Jewish media. It's also run by the CIA, which is a corporate entity. The CIA, according to Doug Valentine, has a representative associated, a handler, situated in every single, CNN has one, NBC, everybody has one. And if you step out of line, you say something wrong, you try and promote something different, you're going to get zapped by the CIA agent. And so we know that the media is very controlled. And you have to question, why are they so negative against Donald Trump? And, I mean, he is, as you said, he's a loose cannon. He's an enigma.
No doubt about that. They're going to keep on because, recently, I think it was 2 weeks ago, when he made some comment about Sweden and about the race and about what was going on, and, of course, everybody erupted, including people in Sweden. And so then Robert Reich comes out and says it's Trump's fault because after his comment about Sweden, riots broke out in the immigrant community in Sweden. And so, you know, it just points out that, if mere words can cause Muslims to burn and rape and pillage and riot, well, they need to be in cages for view as the animals that they are. I mean, but of course, Reich forgets that while he was part of the government that during the riots in Benghazi, and they supposedly rioted over a very poorly made video, and he didn't mention that, though, but he can certainly point out Trump's comments. And Maxine Waters, of course, was on last week, and she called everybody in the Trump's administration, everybody, scumbags.
Well, with regard to the people in other countries, you know that they're under the control of someone that enables them or provokes them to respond in a certain way. If for instance, when a group of people came into this country and they had their their transportation paid for by this certain ethnic group of people, that ethnic group of people will control their behavior when they get here. And I think you can say the same thing about any group of people who immigrate illegally or otherwise to another country. The entity in charge of their immigration will also manage them or handle them.
Wasn't that the case, Taylor, back in New York with the Irish when they came in? Tammany Hall controlled them.
Sure.
Not only their movements, but their votes.
Sure. So. Absolutely. All righty, we're going to take a quick 3-minute break, gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guests today for the first hour are Thomas Goodrich and Taylor McLean. And anyway, we're talking about all the things going on, and particularly we kind of navigated over to Trump, which is, it's the thing to do, because...
Wouldn't it have been surprising? Let's just assume that one of us got knocked in the head back in July of 16, and we were in a coma for the next 7 or 8 months, and we just woke up today. What do you think Wouldn't that be the strangest thing? Back then, in the summer of 16, the Jewish media was saying, Trump has no chance. I mean, he's got zero chance. Don't make me laugh. People were laughing. I remember when Ann Coulter was on that crummy guy, I can't think of his name, Maher, I believe his name is, and they just laughed her, tried to laugh her off the stage when she predicted Trump's election victory. And that was generally the mindset. Now, we were determined, white people were generally determined that we're going to vote no matter what, and I'm not going to lose my morale, and we did, by golly. But still, we go into a coma back then we wake up now. I would think that it would be just about as strange as to see what's happening right now. A wall actually going up on the Mexican border. Deportations now in progress. These anywhere, believe me, it's not 11 million illegals in this country. It's anywhere from 30 to 50 million. If you just look at it, the 11 million, I believe that was the number they quoted back about 20 years ago. And so we've got a long way to go, but still we're beginning. We're starting to do this. We're getting rid of all these potential Democratic votes so that the next go around we won't have these people voting against us, like in
this
last
election. These deportations are not illegal. He is simply carrying out the law. And I don't think he's going to split up families. And if he does, well, I mean, if you're living in a country illegally, then you shouldn't be living there. And of course, it's also the corporations that hire them. These corporations should not be hiring illegals and paying them with cash and allowing this. So, you have to look at both sides. The corporations need to stop doing this and the people who hire them so that they won't have any reason to come here. And, of course, they came here because of the crash of the peso in 1994 and because of NAFTA. I mean, there's so many things that caused this, and just to put up a wall just on a relatively small border in the United States, I mean, is that really going to help? What about the whole Pacific border, the whole Atlantic border, the whole Gulf region that isn't going to have a wall? I mean, is the wall going to keep people in, or is it going to keep people out? I don't know.
Well, you're right, but I'm seeing in the news media pushback against the wall, and it's coming from even some Republicans and from some landowners in the West, and it's very disappointing that the news media is reporting that the topography of the land is not conducive to putting up a wall.
Well, they haven't seen the Great Wall of China then, apparently. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Taylor, for joining us, and take care, and we'll be back. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Thanks. Be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.